마주라는 놈이 다 내는데, 선제 담지에 돈다. 도전하는 거 아니야? 선제에 공부는 뭐지? 찐데서 더 가자. 대체도 담배치에 생활년배. 그만큼 주제를 만난데, 벌써 했다네. 센버리쇼.
So what is it of all mother sentient beings equaling the limits of space? One must attain the state of full enlightenment, Buddhahood, by every means. Any other chief that one should now listen to the teachings on the graduated path of enlightenment. So please adjust your motivation and listen in an appropriate manner.
뭐다 공생 버저 주네. 주지. 아니. 다 담망이 좀 맞지 다 되는 바세야. 될라. 남자자와 신여된 비슷하고, 때는 어찌다 종이를 많이 인지. 아니, 신여된 비슷하다. 응, 이바지 비슷 중세주니 시에바도, 아, 중세 도주대 땜바하세야. 니 옆에 놓게 삽지 동보대 쓴바지. 아, 중세 도주대 땜바하세야. 되게 가두지.
So within the teaching, the portions we have covered within the outlines are firstly relying how to lead students within with the actual instructions. And within this are divided two portions, how to rely on the teacher, which is the root of the path, and having relied upon the teacher, how to train one's mind within the devotion. And then the second portion is a brief indication of how to sustain the meditation and the actual way of sustaining a meditation. So this is we've come to this portion, a brief indication of how to sustain meditation. Yes.
아 종선 돌지도 된 바다니 종선 위도 대단도 또 가고 덤보는 니네 드님 오버지도 자와 나 임버다 종서 다곰 곰노성 여기요 곰노 나 대라니 튼징 오버지도 자와다 튼섬지도 자와선네 삽진인체 임버다 튼도 튼섬니 체인두 이마다 대인원은 만들어야 되는 거 말이야. 일단은 튼도 튼진 오는 염내 제조다 튼자는 염내 제조 송인두 한테 그거 전부지 이와인 거래.
So then here it mentions the actual way of studying and meditation is divided into two parts. Firstly, what to do during the actual meditation session, and secondly, what to do in between meditation sessions. So here in Tassa is basically talking about the actual way of meditation, of meditative practice, and so it talks about how one actually goes about practicing during the actual meditation session itself, and also the practices that one has to cultivate when one is not on the actual meditating practice, you know, outside during the session break time, how to practice. So basically, there's nothing left out, you know, if one considers these two fields, because all the time spent is either meditation, actual meditation session, or the session break. So what to practice during the actual meditation session and in between the session breaks, you know. So this is very important. There's a great need to mention this. Yes.
나튼 튼진 오라 제다자마라 아니 조와나 무시제네 아니 조와나 동보주비친의 조우대에 셀렌베 남다리 인베 내공의과 제도제라 구성도제 땡의과 점 이마다 조주 담보 내공의과 제다 제도제라 구성도제 땡의과 점 이마다 내공한테 제와세도 제바 덴데 시사게 다 your 차디 your 와든데 인도 에 대체 된데 셔야게 체도 제도 지기요 삼바지 에 대연이 여러분이 뒤뜻서 봐 차게 의미를 받지 에 제도지 에 대제라니 구성 도게 때 리버트럼 인버다 샴논데서 라마지던 손제 손심 때 고르미질 담야지 리버트럼
So then what to do during the actual meditation is divided into three phases: the preparation, the actual session, and the conclusion. So firstly, the first part, preparation, says here that the six aspects of preparation, or the six preparatory practices, are the activities of Sulingpa. Therefore, firstly, clean well the place where you're staying and neatly arrange the representations of the Buddha's body, speech, and mind. So here, essentially what it's saying is that the place where one is going to practice meditation is also the place where one is going to invite all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas to descend to receive as an object of offerings. Therefore, when one is cleaning that environment, one should think that one is cleaning for that purpose. And also, one should think that one is clearing out or cleaning away all of one's negativities and obscurations when one is engaging in that act. And then after that, one needs to arrange the representations of the Buddha's body, speech, and mind, you know, such as statues, scriptures, and so forth. And when one is arranging representations of the different statues and tankas, one needs to arrange them in the proper order, you know, starting from the Buddha, then starting from the meditational master, the spiritual master, and then the meditational deities, and as well as the various Buddhas and Bodhisattvas and so forth. One needs to arrange them in the proper sequence. Yes.
아니마 조바 요메바 고반지 바르샴스 근데 네 요메 바르스미한테 나제요도 고농의 요선은 산선 말와 근데 조반 부야기 집자데 조빈드 뇽마도 만디 바지고 요레 근데 줏 근데 텐데 줏두빈드 고는 뇽마도 만디 바지야 된다 제 요메 바스야 아니 고노 아이
Second preparatory practice is to obtain offerings without deceit and arrange them beautifully. So here the word deceit refers to the deceit of the cause and the deceit of the motivation. So the deceit of the cause means that when one is obtaining these actual material substances for making offerings, that the process of obtaining these substances should not be mixed with or influenced by afflictive emotions. That is, one has attained these offerings not through afflictive emotions. One has to be pure in that sense of the word. And also, when one is arranging or making the offerings, then in terms of deceit and motivation, then when one is making the offerings, one should not consider in one's mind, you know, the mere appearances of this life, such as having the eight worldly dharmas in one's mind stream, the eight worldly or eight mundane concerns in one's mind stream. So one should at least aspire to the benefit of future lives, such as higher rebirths, or even to liberation and enlightenment. So when one is, and it says you're arranging beautifully, means that when one is arranging offerings, and they should be like in a uniform manner, you know, without any crookedness or disorderly fashion. It should be arranged in a orderly and very refined manner. Yes.
So 단다 체네 임불 근데 아 저렴 공부 갔다 보니나 근데 도지 이런 게 봐도 제고 대면비가 없어 담 거지 근데 바지 급자 아 건데 나요 어 다 남진이 검시 때문에 요인나 대초 거지 대 어 뇌야 정보소 어 근데 지금 코네 어 근데 잠들었을 때 주도 드링이 받자 소리 잠들 근데 대는 자료세에 딱 대는 잠들지 아니 심지검 맞더니 단다 세미지검이야 조준호 요대한 것이 이제 되는 수마 제주지
So then when one is then the third preparatory practice is to sit up straight upon a comfortable seat in a suitable posture, and the fourth preparatory practice is to visualize the objects of refuge in front of oneself. So here essentially when one is reciting prayers and scriptures, then if one is comes under influence of fatigue or sleepiness, drowsiness, then one needs to actually get up from one's seat and walk back and forth, you know, engage in walking in order to clear one's mind of the obscurations of sleepiness and lethargy. And then when also when one is overwhelmed by obscurations such as longing for desirable objects and harmful intention and so forth, then one needs to sit on the sit in the, either in a full lotus posture upon a throne or a low seat or the similar like in order to clear away that. And then so when one whatever seat when one is seated upon, one needs to sit with one's back, the back of one's seat slightly raised, and with one's body straight, you know, sitting straight up, and then your legs can either be seated in the full lotus posture or the half lotus posture, or you can even sit, you know, just cross-legged in the way that Tibetans sit. And then, however, if you find these postures difficult or uncomfortable, then you can sit on a chair, you know, there's no difference. So it is only in the time of the completion stage practices of Tantra that one is definitely needed to be seated in the full lotus position. However, during under normal circumstances, that is not definitely required. One can also sit on a chair if one is habituated to that. You know, the main thing is that one needs to keep one's body straight. Then it says you're having seated on that position, then absorb yourself in the practices of going for refuge and developing this spirit enlightenment, the mind, bodhicitta, and then meditate on the four immeasurables as mentioned in the Jochu or preliminary preparatory practices, the ritual text for the preparatory practices. Yes.
이마다 자여세에 대한 대단히 단다 조주인농의 세세농의 신진은 센담나 조교하지 다요 나도 남주 수진세에 대하여 다 영자하게 단다 자주 방어가 시하고 농지하게 수진 대에는 단다 여기 빼미동박 수진가도 빼동이어로 이다 빼동먹어하지 근데 센터뱀 만드 집이 되면 조신 남주 용다든데 조신 세 답에 가도 답이 안 나오지 제비 나네 난 저기 와 임바 근데 제나 단 유바 되어요 하지
So then and the fourth preparatory practice is visualizing the objects of refuge. So when one is visualizing the objects of refuge, one can do it is found in the Jochu the Jochu preparatory practices, rituals, you know. And then when one is, normally when one is visualizing the merit field, one usually we follow traditionally the way that this merit field that was drawn under instructions of Gyatso Pawongka Rinpoche. So then instead of visualizing, usually on the merit field there is like the lotus tree, or the lotus trunk. So then, in place of that, one visualizes a golden seat, you know, golden throne. So this can be done according to the instructions of lineages. us. La. Don't need lotus trunk. Yeah, so you don't need a lotus trunk. In place of that, you can visualize the a golden throne. Yes.
Remember that, then? Jambrasan jeje, that deje, jiba, sojin se daba, se yatirwa. Lenya nanga jajan joba, samadavi jibi, laman, jen, sonja, jisuma, baba, nindu, ron, sonja, kadu, jiba, padu, ma, yoga, samde, so, so, be, shin, sal, dab, that, sojin se daya, de la, da, and, jibi, pongo, kawe, shako, no, jagi, sojin, danda, yo, de, da, tega, no, shin, ren, dun, do, o, me, jam, so, and, then, the, pedon, and that pedon ne pema ai leta pasam chin ni ma pasam chin den de chin ne ya ga den de chi ba and that ji de ne sin de chin bu chi and sin de chin bu ka la pema ru ma chu chi chi and pema ye ru ma chu chi to chu ten na a na ma zo ton do de chu chi ne ma ren ye ge to chu ten pema na ma ji ba chi今日だ、ジバチ、チーテね、生の人の道中にしよう。何だまじやな、尊伝実装、チェドチ、やだまし、イシェシュ。で、ワンマ、ラメ。何なんじゅじゅ、じゅじゅ、チャジュチ。で、ね、どのどの尊者か尊者とんだ。んめな、あ、尊者、ラソンが、たぶん。 あ、ていうのはね、ちょじょすま。あ、ね、ロンジャ、ね、にて。パオカンロ。ね、ちょじょすまじね。ん。メグ。シンジテンケペンダ、パンボテラ、ちょじょすま。ただこういうの。てんでてね。ちょじょすまでさよ。あ。で、だんじてんべなまじゃ。じてんでべな。で、じゃよてな。あ、んじてんでばちごある。
So then, when one is visualizing the merit field, you know, in accordance with the instructions of Gyoje Pabonga Rinpoche, then when one visualizes the merit field, then one either visualizes a lotus trunk or one visualizes a wish fulfilling tree, and then on the branch, then you know, with various branches, you know, extending in different directions, and then in the center of the of the fulfilling tree, one visualizes the main principal deity Lama Losang Tu Wan Duo Jie Qiang, and then so then following that, one can also visualize and the tree, there are like 14 layers, you know, of lotus petals, 14 layers of the assemblies of deities. So the on the topmost layer is the main deity Lama Losang Tu Wan Duo Jie Qiang. Yeah, he's seated on a lotus, and the very following that is that lotus has four petals. So on those four petals, one visualizes the four meditational deities of Guhyan Samaja, Hiruka Jagra Sambara, Vajrabhairava, and Hevajra. So these are four deities. And then following that, one also visualizes the various, following that, I'm visualizing succession, you know, and a layer of the lineage gurus, you know, the actual and lineage gurus. Then following that is the deities of the four classes of tantras, starting with the Mahanuttara Yoga Tantra, and then the Yoga Tantras, and then the Jaraya Tantras, and then the Kriya Tantras. And this is followed by a layer of the Buddhas appearing according to the sutra aspect, such as the Eight Medicine Buddhas, and the Buddhas of the 1,000 Buddhas of the Fortunate Eon, and then lower and beyond that is the level of the Bodhisattvas, and then followed by the Arhats of the followed by the Pratika Buddhas. After the Bodhisattvas is the Pratika Buddhas, and then beyond that is the Arhats, and then beneath that is the Dakas and Dakinis, and then beneath that is the Dharma Protectors. So then, during the layer of the Dharma Protectors, the Dharma Protectors forms like the very first level, you know, from the bottom up of the merit field. So then, one does not put Dharma worldly protectors, you know, on this level. Otherwise, it contradicts one's training in the refuge precepts. So one does not place, one only places like transcendental Dharma Protectors. Yes.
Mata lami dukane dundu ose chimantu dundu imerdan dundu ose chune tela rongi chundu mutu jitsabe nam teje yuwachi ani yeso ose chintu yeso ose chube tela ta yige gonde jeje chambachi tenene maane Senemba Johan Romjine, Jatin Juju said, Imba Tsokan Chichi. That is, Yang Mishota, Gomba Vizube, Kadam, Lavrem Dilama. Dun, the Poto Vizube, Kadam Jumbaba. Yon, the Jenga Vizube, Kadam Mangapa Chi, Tendesisho. That he was a German general with Zavin Paji, Gane, Samina Matisio. Yea, it. That young de la, you know, say, young one or two, and then I just Jambe on a genuine little tender gene, Dadane Jima, George and Romdom, Toga Paji, some of that you. その他就用ね、その他就给他、不是、ね、多些ね、提下来自由上路去。あんた共同那点的共同这一部分，嗯，英雄学的啦，啊，可能能拿不下。对的，他可能用不了几把钱，用不学的，嗯，可能拿不下。啊，对对的，你节目前呢，这样，啊，咱们把这个的上面那么的去做，得什么？ たちち。だおせじゃんうずんちゅうね、ね、じゃってな、あ、にゃんねつなじゅびらまさ。だたんだちゅうんどごな、うてね、やよびさんとしよるわ。にゃん、こんどんな、にじゃんどんどんぱんちゅう。にじゃんね、じゅうわいんばれ。だてな、にゃんねつなじゅうなま、ごそてらなまのじじばまんらもんぼんよわいんばれ。んだじゃじゃるむじげんて、めが、かがそうどゅうね、そんでんじゅうそん。
何かで差別に持ち場、何かの手で持ち場、何かの手で持ち場、何かの手で持ち場、何かの手で持ち場、何かの手で持ち場、何かの手で持ち場、何かの手で持ち場、何かの手で持ち場、何かの手で持ち場、何かの手で持ち場、何かの手で持ち場、何かの手で持ち場、何かの手で持ち場、何かの手で持ち場、何かの手で持ち場、何かの手で持ち場、何かの手で持ち場、何かの手で持ち場、何かの手で持ち場、何かの手で持ち場、何かの手で持ち場、何かの手で持ち場、何かの手で持ち場、何かの手で持ち場、何かの手で持ち場、何かの手で持ち場、何かの手で持ち場、何かの手で持ち場、何かの手で持ち場、何かの手で持ち場、何かの手で持ち場、何かの手で持ち場、何かの手で持ち場、何かの手で持ち場、何かの手で持ち場、何かの手で持ち場、何かの手で持ち Rinpo.
Tan duyun, chambin duyun, tongmegin duyun dewa, ni kaan jungpa.
Jungpa.
Tati chambi yon mu shuwa de, kaan mengapa ji.
Mengapa. So then one visualizes that from the heart, from the heart of the main deity, from the heart of the guru, you know, which is the main deity, the light rays emanate, you know, in the four directions and forms the four groups of gurus. So the light rays that go to the front direction manifests as one's root guru, surrounded with all the gurus that one has dharma connection with, you know, so in the space in front of oneself. And then the light rays that emanate to the right, then form into Arya Maitreya, surrounded by all the lineage gurus of the vast lineages, and then surrounded by gurus of vast lineages, then coming down to the Kadamba, the three Kadamba lineages. So seated directly in front of Maitreya Buddha, seated in front of, having surrounded by the gurus of the vast lineage, then it has all the different gurus of the lineage, such as Asanga and so forth. Then in front of that, there's the one group which is the gurus of the Kadamba classical lineage, you know, the Kadamba Shumbawa, the classic Kadamba, Kadamba classical text lineage. Then on the right is the group of gurus belonging to the Kadamba Lamrimpa, or the graduated the Kadamba Lamrim lineage. And to the left of Maitreya is a group of the lineage gurus belonging to the Kadampa instruction or instructions lineage, Kadam Mengapa. So that is for the Guru gurus on the right of the main figure. Then light rays from the heart of the figure emanate towards the left, where it forms the a group of gurus belonging to the profound lineage, lineage of profound view. And there on the that group in that group of gurus, the main deity is Manjushri. And then surrounding him are the various gurus such as Nagarjuna and so forth, coming down to Lama Dishan and Rundumba and Lama Tsongkhapa and so forth. Then in front of So up to the Rundumba. Then from Rundumba, then in front of them, the group of lineages. Then the very front is the, again, you know, the group of gurus belonging to the Kadam Shumbawa, the classical text lineages. And to the right is the another group of gurus of the Kadam Lamrimba, or the Lamrim lineage. And to the left again is the a group of gurus belonging to the Kadam Mengapa, the oral instructions lineage. And then light rays emanate from the main deity to the back and manifest as the of the lineage gurus of what we call the practice blessing lineage, you know, lineage of the practice and blessing. So here, this has five groups of gurus, which are the lineage gurus of the various tantras. So the five groups are, firstly, the group of the Ganden ear whisper transmission, Ganden Nyingyu, the ear whisper transmission, and then other three groups, which are the lineage gurus of the three main deities in the Gelugpa tradition, which is Guhya Samaja, Hiroga Jagrasambara, and Vajrabhairava. And then the fifth group is the group lineage gurus belonging to this practice of what they call the 16 drops of Kadampa, Kadam Tile Juru, the 16 drops of Kadampa. Yes.
İmarada dende retojen diyeceğini bence de benden çoğuyundu kogojen çoğuyundu yorba çoğuyundu yani şey zoğala çoğduyum da şey ne rona ama sevdi var da de konde çeşişi dende ki kogoyundu konan da cevlo teşi düğün gibi marı var İmarada kanka anne sevojen diyeceğini diye
So one is visualizing the merit field. Essentially, at the center of that tree is this the lotus trunk, and so it is sort of like a circular pedestal kind of kind of appearance. So then the deities are seated sort of like in successive layers in the round. Circular-like fashion. However, one should visualize all the deities essentially facing in your direction, you know, in the direction of the practitioner, and then one should visualize them as sort of like transparent, such that the deities behind are not like physically obscured from one's perception by the deities seated in front. You know, so those deities or gurus sitting behind not obscured by the ones sitting in front. So one should visualize in such a manner. So they should be either visualize facing towards oneself or facing towards the principle of the merit field, principle of the main deity merit field. So one can choose between these two visualizations, whichever is more comfortable for one's own visualization purposes. Yes.
So one
is visualizing the merit field. One should not think that these are like inert statues. Rather, one should visualize them as if they're very much alive, that they were like sort of like giving asking questions and giving answers and so forth, and having discussion about the Dharma, and then that also simultaneously they are teaching the Dharma, and then simultaneously emanating lights, you know, to perform activities to benefit sentient beings, and then gathering the lights, gathering back and so forth. So one should visualize it as very much alive, as if the mirror field were actually abiding, physically abiding in front of oneself. One should visualize of such realism. Yes.
Tā tēne sōjīn sārtā, sōjīn sārtā mā tā lūwa nī, sōjīn yī yōg dēk yōg rē, rōng mū bācē yī lū yī pēp dēk yōg rē. Yīnā yā nī, sōjīn mū ngō lā, yī mārī tā, yī bā, yō nā, mē nā sām yā kī sō nō, tō bā sē yā kī chē dū, yī nī jēn dēn tō, yī nī jēn dēn bē kāp lā, yī nī tēng ngō tsōng tōng tām jēn nī, sōjīn, 공동 소진 농신 차 정말 아 빠듬을 받지는 좀 아 근데 대체 제일 지는 소지 소진 접성지도 된 영어 소진 접성 대례 소진 그 종원도 냠비 접성을 해야지 대는 소진 다 되지 된 다 소진 다 레레요 근데 소진 접성 접성 어 그 뭐가 차 돼
So then one is when one is visualizing the merit field, immediately upon one's visualization, the merit field is already physically present there in front of oneself. However, one may have doubt as to whether this is actually true or not, you know. So in order to clear away this doubt, then in the preparatory rituals, there is the right for invocation, invoking the deities to descend, or invoking the merit field to descend. So then one recites that verse and visualizes the light rays emanate into the 10 directions and invoke like countless, you know, replicas of the merit field, countless merit fields from the various Buddha lands, and then coming forth and either dissolving to the main merit field, you know, such as like one, all of them dissolving one to another and eventually dissolving into the main merit field. Or one can visualize that on each deity, you know, countless merit fields dissolve into each deity or each member of the merit field, and then hence, you know, becoming oneness with it.
Dandani, Tsujin, Dandas, Jayate, Ninji Menghagen, Nid Jeton Imbari. Indi Dandajene, Tomani, Shetong Tri, Shetong Tri Gaudani, Pajin Dose, Jon Imbari. Tā tī jīlā nī, tāndā, jindā jīgī, nī tsūjīn tī, pār jāp jīyā wā jīndī, pār kōgī yīngī sī. Sīndī wā nā, nī pār mā kō nī yā gārī, pār jī yīngī rī sī, sōng bā rī. Pār jī yīngī, dūy tāndā tī, jindā tī yīgī, nī pār jī kāndā jī yīngī rī, nī jindā lī yīngī rī sōng mā rī. Tāndī yīndī wā nī, tā jē rī nī, tēmbā tā sīm jī yīngī
So then this way of visualizing the merit field is said to be in accordance with the irrespective lineage of the Ganden oral tradition, you know. So then, in accordance with this lineage, it is said that such way of visualizing the merit field is said to be so profound, you know, that by printing it, right? By giving them page numbers.
Nas.
Yes. So when there were, so in accordance, it is said that there was a the a sponsor who wanted to sort of make, you know, draw the tanka of this merit field to actually put it into painting, or to even, like as Rinpoche mentioned, to put onto a woodblock carving, so that they could print replicas. So when it was drawing the tanka, then there was obstacles arising when drawing the tanka. So then, having tried to avoid that, then they made it.
When the origin was made of metal, and they copied from there to a metal block, you know, the wood block to carve. And then, Benefactor wanted to carve on the wood. And then, they soon hit upon it. So you call the Nyingbo said, that you have, if you do this, you will experience obstacles. The benefactor said, if it's beneficial for teaching for sentient beings, I don't mind the experience of obstacles. So then, so he did carve, you know, copied from there, and then from the back, and then made wood block. The group was made his field, then the benefactor died. The benefactor died during that time. During that time, before the woodblock finished, with carving the woodblock with the Guru Pusha Medifield, during that time, before even finishing, the benefactor died. So that was what the Pagamadajan meant, that you will experience obstacles. This is very precious, security was very precious, this Medifield. So if we can visualize like this, very good. In this way, we can visualize.
And so he said that. And then, Lam Jula Jimin Tunja Sosa was in Gaja Dubajim, Lenchi Chichi Mena, Yanin Jimin Jimin Jimin Jimin Jimin Jimin Jimin Jimin Jimin Jimin Jimin Jimin Jimin Jimin Jimin Jimin Jimin Jimin Rong menam chone combate nyelen gyo da chi nyelen inde de la da a bena singa ni nas sao ma da ya de la nyelen se yo ro da chu de du yut ji la ne ji se ji se yo ro da a de chong de wa de a ne song so sa ya de kwa chong ya a de de go yo ro ni da a ren nyelen nyelen
所以，我们，having visualized，so then one having visualized the merit field, you know, then one needs to engage in the practices of accumulation and purification, which are sort of to act as to cause cooperative conditions, you know, so that the realizations of the path can be achieved. So in general, when one is meditating on the path, you know, then whatever one is focusing, whatever one is focusing on the path in meditation, then that is sort of like the substantial cause for the realizations. The substantial cause of realization of the path. And then, however, having the substantial cause alone doesn't necessarily mean that that will actually ripen into the result of realization. So one needs to also cultivate the cooperative conditions to support the ripening of the substantial cause. So the cooperative conditions are the accumulation of the collections or accumulation of merit, through the various ways of practicing, and the purification are practicing by purifying the mind from obscurations, which are the unfavorable conditions. So one needs to engage in such accumulation and purification by means of the seven limb or seven branches of worship, the seven limb offering practice, and which comprises the crucial points for these two purposes. Yes.
So then, regards
to the seven branches of worship, or the seven limbs of seven limb offering, so the first limb, first branch is a branch of obeisance or prostrations. So this is this includes a combination of physical, and verbal, and mental obeisance, you know, paying our homage through three doors. So in order to do that, then one recites the verses from the prayer of Samantabhadra, you know, the king of prayers. And then here, one by reciting that verse, then one makes prostrations not only to one Buddha or one direction alone, but one pays respect and homage to the Buddhas of all the directions and all the times, you know, the past, present, and future, all three times, the Buddhas of all three times. One visualizes them, keeps in mind, and then does prostrations to them. Yes.
Imada. Gosum dhommi chathava chita dhommo dheni gosum sosone jeyun dhuji chathava gosum sosone chathava dhuji chathava sombo jobha jiso chichi chikde jawa chod dhuji dhivata yiyun gosum bhaatari meila rongi lishene do charu da tonyam bachoda cha cha wo dhenyo yonanji sombo jobha na rabdi tepi topchi te tikkunne nongde wo dhuji ki chathava sono chena dhuji tetanji chathava sono shin shoshi lobo yin shide songo ima ta tangi sonje chikda chathava yina yon sono bada meba sagi yores Yendu, Sonja Tamjin, Tatse Yendu, some Jacky Mushoja Togurvas, somebody. Then Noji and Anna, Luigi Tatse Yendu, Tagi Noji, Java Tamjin wants some domain. Ne wrong, Lu, Jiden Kamji, that door, Chamo. Not to make it seem as a tender door Chamo, or make Mazimba, tender door Chamo Yendu. Inda tendege na do chamo chondo nyam bi rong lu chur a te tam je je ne a son je je yonde tembe ko ne lu ji sa cha yo sam ba ji a te de ne lu ji ge sa cha na yo pe yo chim ba to ge lu chong me ba tende ji ge sa cha du a ne son chim ba a to ba ji ma ko ro ba
So, here one does prostrations with the three doors collectively, you know, in the first verse of the King of Prayers. Then in the second verse, here one does prostrations with the individual three doors. You know, following that, one makes prostrations with one's physical body. So here it is said in the text that by prostrating to one Buddha alone, one achieves incalculable benefits, you know, and accumulates limitless merits. Let alone prostrating to all the Buddhas. You know, what more is there to say of prostrating to all the Buddhas of all directions and all times? So then one would definitely accumulate extensive virtues and merits. So here one visualizes the Buddhas as if one were perceiving them directly. And then one then prostrates to all these Buddhas by firstly visualizing or oneself, one's body manifesting and a countless body equaling the number of atoms in the universe. So in general, you know, the components or the constituents of this physical world as well as the universe, you know, they're made up of very fine particles, or what we call atoms, which are not visible to the normal human eye. So however many particles there are, one visualizes emanating that many physical bodies. And then by remembering all the Buddha's qualities, then one does physical prostration. So if one does physical prostration, if it's just one body alone, one accumulates so much incredible benefit from that. What more is there to say, you know, of manifesting so many countless bodies, equaling the atoms of the universe, particles of the universe, atomic particles, and then making prostrations of that number of physical bodies, one accumulates even far more extensive merit. Yes. So then when one does mental prostrations, then one visualizes that one is prostrating to Buddha as the equivalent to the number of atomic particles, you know, in the world or in the universe. So and each of these atomic particles is seated countless Buddhas, you know, which in turn are the number of Buddhas in one atomic particle is equal to the number of atomic particles in the universe. So the reason why that one does that is because how that is possible is because that all phenomena are perceived by the Buddha's primordial wisdom. The Buddha's primordial wisdom, omniscient mind, you know, pervades all phenomena. Therefore, the one atomic particle alone is also an object of knowledge, you know, by the Buddha's primordial wisdom. Therefore, is the object of all the Buddha's primordial wisdom. Therefore, all the Buddhas are simultaneously abiding, you know, on that one atomic particle. And therefore, one can visualize, you know, all the Buddhas seated on that one atomic particle and actually prostrating to that, all the Buddhas on that, you know, all the Buddhas seated on that particle. And then they are not obscured by each other, you know, they're all individually seated, and they're not physically obscured by any means, by any way, obscured in any way, I mean. So then you visualize that they're not seated alone, but each Buddha is surrounded by an entourage, a myriad of bodhisattvas, and then so one is prostrating to all of these while keeping in mind this visualization.
Yes.
So then when following that is prayers of Samantabhadra, then it says the refers to the verbal prostrations, and one is doing verbal prostrations, one visualizes infinite Buddhas seated on one atom, as mentioned before, and then in front of them, then one manifests infinite bodies equaling the number of atoms of the universe. And then one, on each body, one visualizes infinite number of heads, you know, and then in each head, one visualizes infinite number of tongues, simultaneously producing melodious voices that to pronounce the qualities of the Buddha and to praise the qualities of the Buddhas. So, let alone ourselves, you know, to praise entirely the qualities of the Buddha, but even the Buddha himself, you know, is unable to fully mention, you know, in full extent, all the infinite qualities of the Buddha. So therefore, however, we visualize in such a manner, you know, countless bodies, countless heads, and countless tongues, and then with melodious voices, sing the inexhaustible goodness and the good qualities of all the Buddhas. So by doing that visualization, as one is reciting prayer and doing the prostrations, then that consists of the constitutes the verbal prostration, verbal aspect of the prostration. Yes.
이마다 초빈이나라 라나 요빈 초반에 매도 담바 집에 쓰진이도 매도 담바 나도 매 열어서 매도 매도 좀 쓰만 남서 그만 매도 나도 배도 주바데 대니가 나요 우도 주만 탐지도 일단 무슨 매도야 제대 왔다 주만 매도 주만 주죠 대 탐지 고주지.
So then one moves on to the verse of the making the offerings. Within that there are the unsurpassable, the surpassable and unsurpassable offerings. So then within the surpassable offerings, then one makes offerings of the various flowers and garlands and so forth. So here when it mentions making offerings of flowers, either one actually offers fresh flowers that are actually grow in the garden, or one offers like artificial flowers such as silk flowers and so forth. Yes.
신년에 로마 주제다 한다 구바요데 주제 무바다 동화도 조안나서 주반에 부심도 되고 아니면 부심 뭐 다 나와 어떤 데지는 누르다 주야 그래서 어떤 데는 주과제 되었어요. 동전에 돈을 좀 주고 마음에 불만나서 대신 오서다 린지 너무 오서와 오 누구네 두부 자바다 나지과오 일단은 부유성 부유 수유자 자바이 부치 나지과서 진행해서 부르르지 남자다만 내구단이 조고 전전의 부유 연접도 써왔을 때 동성도 정해도면 뒤급이 쳐다 써봐 채마법만의 부유신부 채마 또르신 노두로 틈부르지 밤 이제다 레에게는 놓지 야다 저 그만신 뭐 요등게 이거나 진고집인 송세 빼비 이른바 자동화 그러더냐 뭐고 이거나 다 진고든 돈돈에 된대게 채마스기 오래서 다 고바 채마 봐봐서야 돼 강가도다 자양이 고바는 고마근이 터져와 돼 파르체와도 떼바다 나소바다 자오 다 파르체와 떼바 나소바 지버샴바 된대도 고지인 거래
So when one is making the offerings following flowers, then one offers like musical instruments. So the various different kinds of musical instruments, such as a stringed, as well as the ones that are blown, you know, wind instruments, as well as the ones that hit, you know, the percussion instruments. And then one also offers ointments, which are the various perfume oils, you know, the perfume ointments of fragrant incense for the body. And one offers excellent umbrellas, which are the best, you know, umbrellas, canopies. And one offers lamps, which includes the luminosity of precious jewels, as well as the fragrant and luminous lamps, such as bar lamps, which give off light and fragrance. And burning incenses, one offers, here burning incenses are either those that are mixed fragrances, like it's a combination of different substances or a single fragrance such as the sandalwood incense. Then one offers the best garments, which are the best of every kind of apparel. Then one offers superior perfumes, which is the scented water given in offering bowls. and includes water that is infused with a smell that spreads its odor into the universe of 3 billion world systems. And one offers fragrant powders, which are equal in height and width to Mount Meru, so large amounts of fragrant powders. And they are also either alternating rows of colored sand for drawing a mandala, so I can imagine offering that as well, the sand for colored sand for mandala, or arranging the fragrant powders in that manner, or fragrant incense powders suitable to be scattered, you know, in the environment or to be burned, and which have already been wrapped into parcels. So Rinpoche says here that it's sort of like a scented pouch, you know, you sort of wrap these fragrant substances into cloth, and then they can be sort of like hung on the walls. So even things like these scented pouches, they can be sachets, fragrant sachets, they can be offered. And then arrangements, so in the verse it says the word arrangements, it refers to all of the above, that they should be predominantly of the best quality, good quality, and they should be ornamental in appearance and varied in nature. Yes. So then it says that the next verse describes unsurpassable offerings. The next verse is in the prayer of Samantabhadra. It says, imagine all unsurpassable and vast offerings for all the conquerors. With the strength of my faith and auspicious deeds, I bow down and make offerings to all the conquerors. So here, when one makes offerings, then, as mentioned before, the flowers and so forth, these are what we call the unsurpassable offerings, because they're like worldly or mundane offerings that can be surpassed by offerings of a higher level, and so they're surpassable. Then there is the unsurpassable offerings, which are offerings that cannot be surpassed in quality, can be no higher. So therefore, then one makes, so here refers to the emanations and offerings emanated by bodhisattvas. So for example, bodhisattvas have achieved the first ground, the first of the 10 bodhisattva bhumis, the first ground. Then they have the power to emanate the various offerings, which are the so-called completely good things they created with their power. So they're able to emanate good offerings with their power. So these bodhisattvas manifest these offerings, and these are called the unsurpassable offerings that they make to the Buddhas. Yes.
So dīpa ngā chēn chō chē sī yīmbā tā yōpa kōmba yīn tā chō chē tū yā tā cēn chē tōṁ sēm chē yā yīndū ngā chē pēpa chē chē hā cēmā nā chō chē bān yōpa yīn sī sō ngā rē tā ngā chē pēpa sē yā ndē dīpa yīn nā rē rē tā gēwā yāng tēn rū pēkī yō yō tā ngā ndē dīpa yīn nā tēn So, if you do what you are in, then Masha Hana, Sunny Ninja, the Yoruba. And this on him, Nin the Shamatuna, Noning and Shechan. Attending down, down Pendulum. And the dark Shabaja in a young pay out the chain to his
order. So, then therefore, by then the next limb or next branch of practice is confession, where one confesses all the negativities that one has created. So one's mental a continuum under the influence of various delusions or afflictive emotions that arise then causes one's three doors of body, speech, and mind to engage in various negative actions, either by personally engaging within it oneself or by encouraging and causing others to engage in these actions, or even rejoicing in the negative deeds of others. So in these three ways, one accumulates negative karma. Then those negative karmas of the past, you know, then one confesses them by generating strong regret, by recollecting them and then generating strong regret towards these negative karmas, and then purifying them, and then also generating restraint towards the creation, recreation of negative karma in the future. So then it is said that, you know, by doing so, you prevent the growth of sins you did before, and then discontinue committing them in the future by doing such practice. So the reason about why it mentions preventing the growth of the sins or the negativities is because if one creates, for example, one negative action today, and one does not put effort into purifying it, confessing and purifying it, then the next day this karma will become double, you know, becomes multiplied by two. And then if one does not manage to confess and purify it, then it becomes four times, you know, the third day. So it becomes multiplied by two with each increasing day. So therefore, and if one applies to such confession practices, then one can stop this multiplication. So then the next branch of worship is the branch of rejoicing. And it says here, rejoice in all merits, whatever it may be, of all the conquerors of the ten directions, conquerors, children, particular Buddhas, with those with more to learn, those with no more to learn, and all ordinary beings. So here, rejoicing refers to generating joy towards these five types of persons. So the five types of persons are, as mentioned in the verse, all the conquerors of the ten directions, which refers to all the Buddhas. So this is the first type. The second type is the conqueror's children, which is the Bodhisattvas. The third type is the Pratigya Buddhas. The fourth type is those with more to learn, and those with no more to learn, which refers to the Arhats. And then the fifth type is ordinary sentient beings. So all types of persons are included within these five groups of classifications. So then to cultivate delight in them, delight in their virtues and their benefits, you know, all the positive qualities, as if a poor person would with a discovered treasure. So if a person who is materially deprived of possessions or riches comes upon a discovered treasure, you know, chances upon a huge treasure, discovers huge treasure, then immediately generates great joy in the mind and heart. So one should rejoice in such virtues of others, these five types of persons, you know, in such a manner. Yes.
간호 소주십이 쓰지쳐도 소주진도 전주도 너무 손재 마찰이 도감이 천만인 랜드 망원바 남나 누저 되니 좀 주도 막금만 나보 노번지도 전주 넘버 손재 시동의 시반 제도 이 말다 아니 다자 동방이 어 손재네 다 도만 놓쳐나 시아집지 시구래나 주마선으로 다 도만 많이 뭐 재미있나 염지 봄도 조대 갑다요 근데 주제 아침 무슨 거예요? 근데 다 도망 놓쳤나? 손재네, 쇼부집시 세구이랬나? 주마서 오지. 근데 인도 대란에 사용 무지 아진다 청바다 근데 그냥 중국어 걸. 근데 레드란 뒤 삼나네 바라면서 편히 중국어 걸어. 내가 놓지네. 선제 단조로 들어가면이나 선제는 좀뭐 만원을 받아니 주면서 주는 게 아니 말이야. 대단한데 주진 거도 거기 제도 롱게 뇌파도면 받죠. 네 대단한데 주도 막 고마다. 아 제발 써요 말이야.
무슨 돈 자주 돈배 쉬고 쉬고 쉬고 다음에 왜 아 나와이나 주면 써요. 이네 모유이네 써이나 칼리. So the next branch of worship is in the branch of imploring the Buddhas to turn the wheel of the teaching. So when our Buddha or our teacher, the Buddha Shakyamuni, achieved Buddhahood, full Buddhahood, so in ordinary appearances, he did not teach the Dharma after manifesting this deed of full enlightenment, achieving full Buddhahood. For a length of 49 days, he manifested, according to our ordinary appearances, then he did not teach the Dharma for 49 days. But according to the uncommon, or the uncommon lineage of explanation, then even when the Buddha was abiding in the womb of his mother, he was also teaching the Dharma, you know, already teaching the Dharma. So however, within the realm of ordinary appearances, for the length of 49 days, he did not teach the Dharma. Then only when the gods Indra and Brahma descended, the kings of the gods, you know, descended from the heavenly realms and offered, you know, the Dharma Chakra and requested the Buddha to turn the wheel of Dharma. Only then, after 7 weeks of silence, you know, did he proceed to the region of Varanasi or Benares in India and then turn the wheel of Dharma to the four, five bhikshus. So therefore, this practice of requesting to turn the wheel of Dharma is to actually imagine, you know, the similar situation, requesting the Buddhas, you know, after having attained enlightenment, without having gone through a long expanse of time, without having gone through a long time, to swiftly turn the wheel of Dharma for the sake of sentient beings. So one imagines emanating countless bodies, you know, to each Buddha and then making that request to turn the wheel of Dharma. Yes.
양해면도 소원도 비냐 나네 양해다 동시에 비세제제데 소주전 양해도 소통만 나는 로는 포스트만 네가서 대화집이 제도 신감지 도처지 동년 가바냥 가바냥 아니면도 주고 루파도 먼저 소원다 보 이 말다 신감지 도처럽 총가 잡고 나는 잡으면 매 되게 놓거든. 된대지 그래봐. 근데 까봐 생기 더 차려지 총도 냠바 냠이면 더 죽으러지. 대형은 로바나나 펜바도 데비시드스 소인바리. 다 펜바스에도 포스 펜바. 대화세나 차드 대화. 된대기 체제 이 말이야. 대형은 롱게 르 빠듬을 받쳐네. 손재태다가 양이님에 더 소환돼. 대지라 중국어가 소환다바다 양이님에 더 소환돼봐 니라 샤지르 노소 삼아 제국노. 대리지나 대리네요.
So the next verse in the prayers of Samantabhadra expresses the sixth branch of worship, which refers to supplication, supplicating the Buddhas to remain and not to pass, demonstrate the deed of entering to final nirvana, and but to stay for aeons equal in number to the particles of the universe. So in general, the particles of the universe cannot be calculated, cannot be measured. However, so when one makes this request, you know, they want to request the Buddhas to not pass away into nirvana, but to remain remain in the universe for as many aeons, equivalent to the number of, you know, dust or atomic particles in the entire universe. Then, it says here, in order to bring happiness and benefit to all beings. So happiness means temporal happiness, and benefit refers to the ultimate benefits to sentient beings. So in both these two limbs, the fifth limb or the fifth branch of worship, which is requesting to turn the wheel of the teaching, and the sixth limb, which is the limb of supplication, supplicating the Buddhas not pass away to nirvana. So one imagines while we make the request, these two requests to the Buddhas, that the Buddhas actually promise, you know, consent to your requests. Yes.
But movie and the child's about the ship is Tiki, that Tiki Tamanchi, Conge, Yana Toki, Gavin Tone, the Kona, and Yana Toki Tamachi, Dean Tone, Giza Tamji, Semji Tamji, the Tumon Jade. So we don't judge the murder of movie, Namu Mazeba, And you get that in Namion Segmaris, so that Segmaris, somebody.
So then, the previous verses, or the previous six branches of worship, then by performing those, one accumulates extensive roots of virtue. So here, then, the seventh branch of worship is the branch of dedication, whereby one dedicates these roots of virtue accrued to such practice, not only for oneself, but for all sentient beings, that we all may swiftly achieve the state of Buddhahood or full enlightenment. So by dedicating one's roots of virtue in such a way, then all these merits, you know, all these virtues from these practices do not become exhausted, it becomes inexhaustible. Yes.
Tanda, an tsansa wa tabu na, rongi luji kase kebi yona, tene ma, rita pazi mongbo yungu rongi, pazi. Inda te, rongi luji kebi desa ke, sacha, wo onchi sisi sacha toki parji, dotra roki chondo nyambi, kudu jubi jiwa sa ya, jiwa ne, tubi ya ke, le sogu res, panyon tende ya res, umbari. And that payment the Leonan, Kodin Yuvasayate, a reza mother Junga Yomarwa, and the take under res, Shuduana, and the Giza Kondro and all that, and look at Jom Chine, Giza Saint Rubio Reson. And that rong gewa de to an de chong ju jong u ja yin na ge zam men ze pa ni se me ze pa ni so de ni de mo wa de ke chen bu cha go
so as mentioned before the limb of prostrations when one does physical prostrations then as however much ground that one's physical body covers during the actual act of prostration, and then from there, like vertically downwards, you know, then how many atoms from that ground air, ground surface, you know, that is covered from that downwards, how many atoms there are, for that number of equivalent to that number of atoms of lifetimes, you know, then one would be reborn as imperial monarch. And so by doing physical prostration, one accumulates such huge amount of merit, you know, that number of atoms, equivalent to that number of atoms, one achieves rebirth as universal monarchs that can rule the whole universe. However, we can see that the universal monarchs appear only once, you know, in the blue moon. It's all virtually a very rare phenomenon. So when asked why this is so, it is said that because that the roots of virtue that were created, even though very extensively, were also usually destroyed, in Satyabhi's mind stream, destroyed by their anger and wrong views, you know, again, extensively destroyed by that. So therefore, causing to not that many universal monarchs appearing. So therefore, whatever roots of virtue, if we accumulate by spiritual practice, then dedicating it towards full enlightenment of Buddhahood, then this causes that amount of merit or virtue to become inexhaustible, you know, endless. Yes.
Emberda, jamzu chenpi nwa chuti jen hongpi yin na, indi di chuti di jamzu nwa pa nchi tso tam chi di chap. Ta jamzu ma kam pa di chuti ki di tati chashi chi la di kiri wan zi seya yon narwa. Ten nong xe yin na chong chuk jo ngu xia wan yin na, ten nong xe yin na song jie kumbu ma to putan zaya yon mara zi, ben ten lisi song mara.
So therefore, the reason being that, you know, for example, if you have a drop of water, and you don't want it to end. So what you do is if you drip that drop of water into the ocean, then it will mix with the water of the ocean and it will move throughout all the bodies, you know, of the waters in the oceans throughout the world. And mixing with that becomes oneness of the oceans of the world. Then by doing that, then that drop of water will literally remain, you know, until the ocean, as for as long as the ocean remains in this world. So therefore, one by dedicating one's roots of virtue towards full enlightenment Buddhahood, then one's roots of virtue does not come to be exhausted, you know, up to full enlightenment. Yes.
That poor na, re ne ne ko ni yo re je ne ko. That poor ne ko ro de ko na na sanya zamba do di ki jin ro ko ro. That men ni ne ko de chi. Ji lan zamba kam mo. Gadoji kiji yo ni mara. Roba de la ne tema baba ma ji yo je ta ja na ko cha de ro. Then ji ni nyong ji ma de ki ya mara. Ini kau ni, entah tempat kamu, mampu kiji orang kita kau kembali ke kau itu. Ini tanda tu, cipu tu. Tema kini tu, kau ngot depan je orang ber. Ini entah, ni ini tempat nyambut je siapa. Tempat nyambut je, ini kiri, ninggal kiji, tanda je. Sedekah ni, ni tempat monyong kau garis. Nyambuji na yungu maris, lawa yungu maris. En chibu teke, nghe zamba mazo pati sa, en te zozo na nghe sami yungsi. En nyambuji viri. En nyambuji na ene, ta garoji seji. En te chibu teke, ta chono zamba se zo yinsi. Chono zamba sewa yungsi. Se diho na, nghe zamba se endo mendo nga nyi ta chogurisi. En te kashi yungu kona, jema nyambuji ya yinza nabu deja ro.
So So then in Tibet there used to be two people who were going on pilgrimage. So one of them was sort of like better off, so he brought a big bag, you know, a lot of food supplies, which is basically all barley flour, and it was like a better quality, like white, lighter colored barley flour. And one of them was like not so good, well off, so he brought like very small amount of black tampa, which is barley grains that were the flour from beans or lentils that were grounded without the skin being removed. So it's sort of like a darker, inferior quality. So then, so when they were traveling, a small quantity of that. So when they were traveling together, then because they all had to carry their individual thampas, so it's sort of like became very tiring. So what the one with the lesser thampa had a bright idea. Then he said, let's put our thampa together so we don't have to carry it separately. So we can carry it together. So the one with then the other guy, you know, said that that's not fair. That's not right, because you know you have lesser quantity, might have more. So you know, how are we going to differentiate that? So he said, okay, we can put it together, but I'll eat my portion till it's finished. And once it's finished, then I will stop eating, you know, from that bag of tampa. So that first guy agreed and they put it together. So after some time, then, you know, after eating the tampa for some time, then the first guy said, hey, you know, we should have finished your portion by now, you know, by right. So the second guy said, well, you know, we shall see, you know, whether if the tampa is still finished. So of course they opened up the bag and there was still some of that darker bean flour mixed with the barley flour. So he says, look, you know, it's still there, so it's not finished yet, so I'm still, you know, I have a right to eat that. So in a likewise manner, when one is dedicating one's roots of virtue towards the Buddha, full Buddhahood, the Bodhisattva deeds, you know, in such a way, that it's almost equivalent of such a story. Yes. So then in the text, Lama Tsongkhapa says that when you're reciting on the above mentioned verses of the prayers of Mantabhadra, then as one is reciting these prayers, then one should recite them slowly in single point of mind without any distraction. And by doing it this way, you know, remembering or understanding the meanings of the words in these verses, slowly recite them without distraction. And by doing so, you accumulate an inconceivable mass of or amount of good karma, merit. Yes. So when you are accumulating by making this practice of these seven branches of worship, then you're essentially performing practices of accumulating merits as well as purifying negativities and obscurations. So the five first branches, the first five branches of the worship are of prostration, of making offerings, as well as the five branches of prostration, making offerings, requesting to turn the Dharma wheel, and supplicating to not pass away into Nirvana, and then rejoicing in the virtues. So these five branches belong to the portion of accumulation of merit, and then by confessing one's negativities, then one clears, then the branch of confession, then it is a branch of purification, because by confessing that one purifies one's negativities and obscurations. Then also when one is rejoicing in merit, if one rejoices in the merit not only of others, but also in the merits of oneself, the merits that one has created, then this causes one's own merit to increase as well. So essentially, then following that we do the dedication. So the few virtues that you accumulate as a result of accumulation and purification, if you dedicate them through such ways, dedicate them to full enlightenment using the seventh branch of worship, then these dedication will always last forever. The benefits will last forever, even though the immediate virtuous effects may arise temporarily and then dissipate, but the benefits will never dissipate. So therefore, essentially, the seven limb offering or the seven branch worship, comprises of these three components of accumulation, purification, and increasing. Yes.
Then the Mubha Savajan and Menrabhode, Shinyana Mahubha and Danyan Tsimadhiva, Shinyana Lonata, Nyodhika, Shinyana Kupa and Dhamma, Tekhona and Yatukupa, Shinyana Mahubha, Lonata, Delajo, Cheta Nonga Pachita, Nyavajo, Jinja Labda, Suru, Shiye, Lemonda, Dumbatabha, Sovadabha, Chavo. But that's what you
So then having done that, that one engages in the offerings of the mandala, makes the mandala offerings and makes makes the supplication of the three great meanings, many times with strong aspiration. So here, when one makes this request of the three great meanings, essentially, what one is doing is that one requests for blessings to be able to seize or to stop the negative minds, the flawed states of mind, that beginning with not respecting the teacher, and up to the state of enlightenment, all these obscuration or negative states of flawed states of mind to be blocked or seized. And the second great meaning is to for those unflawed states of mind, flawless states of minds, such as beginning with respecting the teacher, up to the state of full qualities of full enlightenment, requesting for these qualities or to arise within oneself, and requesting blessings for that to happen. And the third meaning is to request for all inner and outer obstacles, to be quelled or to be pacified, with regards to the spiritual path. So these are the three great meanings, and there's to make requests through these, the context of the three great meanings, there is no greater requests than these. So therefore, it is very beneficial to do. Yes. So that visualizing the merit field, one makes such requests and offerings regarding to these three great meanings.
For Dharma Krishna, there is no greater success to achieve that other than the three great successes. there, which is just expand all the one, two, and second, as a third.
Yes.